This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
Hello, my name is Denise Renner, and I want to welcome you to my program. I am so excited about this program today because I have the most amazing guest. And her name is Drew Hammer, and she has written the most fantastic book. And I love the cover. Look at this. Is that not beautiful? And it's called Hammered, Drew Hammer. And so I want you to have this book. And the reason I want you to have it is because it's the most amazing story. It is a story of taking the limits off of God. Absolutely. It will encourage your heart. There's healing in this book. It's going to be a blessing to you, and I want you to have it. But Drew, I'm so excited about
wow,
you being with
what
me.
An introduction. Thank you.
I meant every word of it, Drew.
Thank you. Haven't we had fun?
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
Drew.
I love it when two sisters in Christ get together, and it's just amazing.
I know. And Drew, I mean, we're like from so, well, actually, we're from the same, you're from Tulsa and I'm from Miami, Oklahoma.
Yes. I mean, try to put that together in the natural, right?
I know.
I mean, it's just amazing to me. God is so amazing.
And he has plans that we don't know anything about.
That's right. Thank God. We were talking about 34 years ago,
yes,
when you're called to Russia, and a few years earlier, you heard about a family who were called to Russia, and you're like, wow, that's like crazy.
Drew, it was.
And here we are.
It was 1 year before we actually came here. And I met this couple, and they said that they were going to move to Latvia. And I thought, oh my gosh, you are heroes. Can I hold your hand? Can I touch you? I have so much respect and admiration for you.
And you're probably in the back of your mind going, who does that?
Who does that? I would never do that.
Right.
I would never do that.
So you had to be so careful what you say, right?
And a year later, we were on that plane with our three boys, with, of course, with Rick. Here we were. And when Rick got on that plane and the plane was taking off, Drew, God said, now your ministry begins.
Wow. And I had asked you when I just got here 4 or 5 days ago, I said, do you miss anything about living in the United States? And you said, not one thing. And that's the Lord.
I know.
Because when he calls you, he not only equips you, but he gives you such peace and joy wherever he places you.
Oh, Drew, he gave me so much grace.
Wow. Amen.
So much grace.
I believe it.
It was just poured on me.
Yes.
Because
yes,
people ask me all the time, oh, that was so hard for you, I'm sure. Really wasn't so hard.
Right.
I mean, we've been here 34 years and there have been a lot of difficult things I've gone through. But coming here and embracing this place, these people, this language, our boys growing up here, that was not hard.
Wow.
That was not hard.
And your boys all married beautiful Russian women.
Thank you, Drew.
What a testimony of the goodness of God.
Oh, gosh, Drew, yes. Mm. Drew, okay, now I got to read something in your book.
Okay.
Because I love your book.
Thank you.
And so you say on, well, it doesn't even have a page because it is called The Invitation.
Right. The Lord put it on my heart to say not introduction, but an invitation. That if someone doesn't believe like we do, it's like, just give me a minute.
Oh.
Just try it. Just read and see what happens.
Well, you write, the beautiful moments I've shared with people have outweighed the responses from people who think I'm totally nuts. Someone had to win Billy Graham to the Lord. So I said, why not me?
Right.
And Drew, when I read that, I thought, Why not?
Right.
Why not have that kind of thinking?
Right.
Why not me that God could do something amazing with?
Why would we limit God? And I think it all depends on, are we willing to say yes? Because you said there were difficult times. In my life, there's been difficult times. But we wouldn't have changed it for anything in the world. We wouldn't go back. And we say, why not me?
Oh, and Drew, right? I know. And Drew, I want them to know a little bit of your story.
Because thank you.
When you got off that airplane here a few days ago, I kept saying to you, Drew, this is destiny.
This is
absolutely destiny.
You did.
That we're together, that you're in this country,
right,
that you're going to, you spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast.
Right.
I mean, that was
what
like
an honor.
Amazing.
Right.
And these things don't just happen.
No.
God has a plan.
Are you kidding? You and I could never put this together.
Never.
And it's interesting because I had gone to a church service on Wednesday night, and I said, God, I just want to know that I'm in your will. I'll do anything. I'll go anywhere. I just need to know that every step I take, I'm in your will. And that night, I get the invitation from Bishop Rick Renner, and he says, I would like to invite you to come to Russia and minister with Denise and myself that night. And I'm like, so you got to be careful when you say, God, I'll go anywhere.
I'll go anywhere.
No, but this is such a joy. I've wanted to come to Russia for years and years, marrying into a Jewish Russian family.
Okay, now that's where I want you to go.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to your beginnings, Drew.
Oh, gosh. Well, my parents prayed for the right godly mates for all of their daughters. And I was playing in a tennis tournament. I lost in the semifinals. So I decided to take an earlier flight the day before. And Michael, my husband from the Hammer family, his grandfather had sent him after he graduated from Columbia to all the different Occidental offices around the world. And his last stop was City Service, which was headquartered in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So he actually missed his flight. So you have to think of all the pieces of the puzzle that God put together. So I lost in the semis. I took an earlier flight. He missed his flight and literally ran to the ticket counter in Dallas and said, I've got to be in Tulsa tomorrow morning to work, and put me on any flight that you can get me on. And they said, there is one flight left and there's one seat empty. Can you believe that? Well, yes, we actually can.
Of course.
So I'm on the plane, and he comes running on the plane, and I took one look at him, and I said, I'm going to marry that man. I just knew. The Lord just showed it to me. So he didn't know the Lord yet. So he didn't know that yet, but he was seated two rows behind me, and it was a middle seat, and he was 6'2", 6'3", and didn't fit in that middle seat. Like Joel, he probably doesn't fit in the middle seat. And so he stood up very politely and said, is there anyone who would mind trading seats with me? The woman next to me said, I'll be happy to trade. So we're sitting next to each other on this flight. And, you know, sometimes we think we have to tell God or give him suggestions.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, God, this is a fast flight. So
okay,
you're going to have to work fast on this one. Like we need
to
suggest
to
that
him
to God.
Yes,
sheesh.
Right.
So we were talking on the airplane. We go down to get our luggage. And he said, are you dating anyone? May I take you to dinner? And I said, sure. So we go to dinner the first night. And people will say, who know me, you sit down with me more than about 30 seconds and you're going to hear about Jesus.
Absolutely.
So we were seated at dinner, and the entire night I'm telling him about Jesus. But here's the beauty. God's word never returns void, because he had a grandmother, Armand Mary, married Olga von Root, and she was a Russian baroness and Russian Orthodox. And she used to tell Michael about Jesus as a child. And she lived in Laguna, so he'd go down and stay with her. And she had crucifixes on the wall.
Okay, now stop.
Okay.
Because tell our audience who is your grandfather by marriage?
Okay. So I married into the Dr. Armand Tamer family. And a lot of older people know who he is, but a lot of younger people might not know. But Armand, coincidentally, went to Columbia Medical School, and decided to do his residency in Russia because he heard there was a typhoid epidemic. And his family, they were Russian Jews. So he comes to Russia and realizes there's no typhoid epidemic. These people are starving to death. And this was 1921, and there was a bumper crop in the United States, and they were burning wheat or selling it for a dollar a bushel. So quickly, he had turned his father's pharmaceutical company around during medical school. By the time he graduated, he sold the company and made, I think it was $2 million, and he split it with his dad, so he had $1 million sitting in the bank. Now, this is 1921, and he's a kid out of medical school.
Wow.
Right?
So he's
23 years old.
Has a lot of money.
$1 million back then, can you imagine? So he gets to Russia and realizes there's no typhoid epidemic. These people are starving to death in the Urals because it was the harshest winter that they had documented in history. So the people were starving to death.
Oh.
So somehow God, there's no coincidences world, he gets an appointment with Lenin and says, we have a bumper crop in America. Your people are starving to death. So I will buy.
Vladimir Lenin,
yes.
The president
yes.
of Russia.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I just assume, you know,
yes.
just because it's my family's history.
I know.
So he said, I will buy 1 million bushels of wheat because I have $1 million in the bank in exchange for furs, antiquities, even Fabergé eggs, and artwork. And Lenin, he knew his people were starving. And it was really amazing. This actually touched me deeply, Denise, because when we were at the National Prayer Breakfast, mm-hmm. a gentleman spoke after I did, and he said, I want you to know my own family was saved because of Dr. Armand Hammer, and there were probably 10 million people in Russia who was saved from the food that he imported in Russia. And my family, my entire family, were some of those people. And I just thought, God, you are amazing. But I can't wait to tell the story of how God put this little shiksa, this Gentile, into this Russian Jewish family.
Yes.
And
okay, keep going.
Okay, I didn't want to take up too much time.
So you can see, we're talking about destiny here.
Yes.
Because, Drew, you didn't know that because you lost this match and you were going to get on a plane before.
No idea.
You didn't know that. You didn't know you were going to meet your husband and the man of your dreams. You had no idea.
No,
that.
I wasn't even looking for it.
You had no idea that his grandfather is who his grandfather is.
Right.
You had no idea.
Well, I'm kind of glad I didn't.
Oh.
And actually, even when I met the family and I met Dr. Hammer, the beauty was there was no Google back then, and mm-hmm. I knew he had an oil company, but I really knew nothing about that side of the history, and I'm really glad I didn't because I wasn't intimidated. I just started sharing Christ with him the first time that I met him because to me, well, he was part of the family and the family that I come from. My dad, my parents ministered to everyone they came in contact with. My dad had a beautiful ministry. So it just came naturally to me, and I saw it work. I always say I couldn't rebel because it worked.
Mm.
And when you've seen people supernaturally healed, like I did growing up with the Father with the healing ministry, there's no turning back. There's just no turning back.
Oh, there's so much to say because I'm thinking of miracles you've already told me about through your dad.
Yes.
When he prayed for that woman with cancer.
Yes.
And she had no hair on her head. And when he prayed for her, hair literally started growing out of her head.
Well, and that happened when I was in junior high because my parents found Jesus through Kenneth Hagin and Oral Roberts, and I always say I'm so grateful that they were, my parents were led to Christ by people who don't limit God, that they believe in the supernatural. Because
yes, yes,
a lot of people limit God. And I always say, who are we to ever limit?
We can't limit
the creator him. Of the universe, God, who has the hairs on our head numbered. You know? And that's what why God has used you and Rick, because you don't limit God. And Rick was raised like I was in the supernatural, Pentecostal, you know, prophetic and healing and praying in tongues and all the gifts of the Spirit. And what a joy that we were raised that way. So we were thrown in the deep end, if you will. But when my dad was called into a healing ministry, and he was a businessman, he was a banker, he owned several banks and was a developer, and God called him into a healing ministry. And when it came out in the Tulsa World, it said, Tulsa businessman sells downtown bank and goes into a healing ministry. Well, even in the, as I call it, buckle of the Bible Belt in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you're a little crazy, right? So I went from being kind of in the it group, if you will, to nobody would even talk to me. So it's kind of a self-absorbed life. And I was like, oh, sheesh, could my dad not have waited till I graduated from high school and nobody would know?
Yeah.
Because it's a very self-absorbed time of life. But I had that experience that you just talked about. It was a snowy night in Tulsa. And my dad came to me and he said, Drew, your mother wants to stay home with your younger sister tonight. She has homework. And it's not proper for me to go to a woman's house by myself. Will you come with me? And, you know, I'm like, okay. So we go and we walk into this broken down trailer park. And she had one of those old house coats that our grandmothers wore. And she probably weighed 80 pounds, not one hair on her head. And she was gray. And the doctors basically said, go home to die.
Mm-hmm.
So she read about my dad in that article in the Tulsa World. And people started calling, because back then it was just the white pages.
Wow.
So our phones started ringing off the wall. So my dad, we went, and my dad said, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Because that's always the first miracle.
Yes.
That's eternal. And she did. My dad prayed for her, and I watched her hair grow out of her head, and the Lord spoke to me at that moment. And that's why when Maxine asked me, you know, what's the title of your sermon, God spoke to me, and he said, Drew, don't ever deny my power.
Don't ever deny my
right.
power.
So he equipped me. So when I was plucked out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and thrown in a very big world in the Hammer family, but you've seen the things that I've seen, there's no turning back.
No, no. And we can't limit God.
Oh, gosh, no. And why would we even want to?
He wants to do something right now in your
yes.
heart.
Yes, amen.
Because we're talking about God, we're talking about now the Holy Spirit, because he's the one who lives on the inside of us, and he loves you so much. He's the lover of your soul.
Amen.
He brings the ministry of Jesus, and you've been hearing her story, and we haven't even gotten to even how she even married into this dynasty of this Jewish family and this amazing story that I want you to hear about. But the most amazing part of the story is God's hand, God's will,
amen,
God's plan. And that's what I want to say to you. God has a plan. And what you and I have to do is say yes.
Mm. Amen.
When you say yes, and I've said yes so many times and still saying yes. That's the most powerful word.
Yes.
Isn't that the most powerful word you can say, Drew?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yes. And his plan is so much better than our plan.
Yeah.
There's not a greater joy in the world than being in his plan. And on the flip side, there isn't a worse world than not being in God's plan, because he has plan A for our lives. Mm-hmm. And His plan is always better than anything we can come up with. And look at us.
I know.
Here in Moscow.
It gives you a future and a hope. And Drew, I know, I mean, on following programs, we're going to talk about some of the problems and everything that you went through, but His plan, His design was not altered.
No.
And maybe you've had some really serious problems and you've thought, well, I don't, what could God do with me? I'm divorced, or I've messed up, or I've done this, or I've done that. What can God do with me? Well, I want to say, who of us has ever done it perfect and can cast stones on anybody else?
Mm.
And there we stand, like that woman that was caught in adultery. And what did Jesus say to her? He said, where are your accusers?
Mm.
And she said, there are none, Lord. And I just want to say to you, and Drew, I think the Holy Spirit's really given an invitation, that's who He is.
Amen.
We come with our emptiness, our brokenness, our mistakes. And He walks up to us and says, where are your accusers?
Mm.
I'm here for you. That's what I want to say to you today. Though there's such a destiny in everything with Drew being here, and I want to get into that. But I want to say to you, don't limit God by thinking that you've messed up too much. That is a lie from the devil.
That's right.
And the Bible says that He is drawing us by His Spirit. It's the Spirit of God who draws us to Jesus. Maybe you've never received Jesus. I want you to call us. I want you to pray with us. Call that number and pray with us to receive Jesus. If you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit, call us. We want to pray with you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you need encouragement and you want to read something that's going to encourage you, I want you to order this book, because it is going to encourage you to see how God can take somebody born in a simple town and do the impossible with them. There are no limits with God.
Amen.
And we just have to take the limits off of Him.
That's
Drew.
Right. We're the only ones that limit God.
Oh, we are.
Because God is limitless.
We are. Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us, Drew.
Amen.
I can't wait to do the next program with you.
Me too.
I love you. And I'll be right back and we'll pray with you.
Every heart gets crushed by this world sometimes. We all experience pain, fear, loss, and attack. But as believers, we have hope in the fact that God is still powerful, and He's always finding ways to equip and use us to touch those around us. In her series, From Broken Places to Beautiful Grace, Denise Renner and her guest Drew Hammer share personal stories to encourage you with the incredible ways God moves in and through broken lives. You'll hear stories about God's perfect, unexpected planning, the power of a willing heart, the path to physical and emotional healing. This heartfelt five-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $11. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book Hammered by Drew Hammer. In this earnest memoir, Drew shares details from her incredible, messy life to encourage you that even in the darkest moments, God is moving to bring healing to broken hearts. You can purchase Hammered today for $19. Don't miss this special offer. The series From Broken Places to Beautiful Grace and the book Hammered by Drew Hammer. Visit Renner.org to order. Call the number on your screen or scan the QR code now. Call or go online today.
I know that you are inspired by listening to what you just heard. I mean, because it is inspiring. And I want to encourage you, don't limit God. How can we limit God? He's God, and everything that He wants to give us and pour through us and bless us with and talk to us, we've just got to say one word to Him, and that is, yes, Lord, I agree. And again, I want to offer you Drew's amazing book, and I want you to get it, and I want to pray with you. Father, I pray right now with my friend that they will absolutely, by their own will, begin to understand the power and acknowledging the power that's on the inside of them, and that they will say, yes, Lord, I take the limits off of you today. In Jesus' powerful name, I pray. It'll change your life. Please let us know how we can pray for you, how we can be there for you, because we love you. So thank you for being with me, and I'll see you on my next program.
Hey friends, this is Rick Renner, and Denise and I are coming to the United States for a brief trip, and we want to invite you to come to some of our meetings. On Sunday, April the 19th, we'll be ministering at Vertical Church in West Haven, Connecticut, with Pastors Ken and Kathy Vance. Then on Wednesday through Sunday, April the 22nd to 26th, I'll be speaking at Perry Stone's wonderful 2026 Prophetic Summit in Cleveland, Tennessee. Then on Sunday, May the 3rd, I'll be speaking at Resurrection Life in Granville, Michigan, with Pastors Duane and Jeannie Vanderklok. Friend, if you can come to any of these meetings, Denise and I would just be so thrilled to see you. But please go online or give us a call to make sure none of the dates or times have changed.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you.